walked into the house and she was nowhere to be seen. I called out her name, she did not answer me. I found her in her bedroom, she was sitting on the bed, arms wrapped around a Bible. She turned to me and said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be gone from me. You would get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son. I looked in her eyes, were filled with tears. So I sat down to comfort her, mama's little boy. She said, I'm not sad, my son. These are tears of joy. He's helped me through the hard times, and I owe it all to him. And there will come a day, my son, when you'll remember this. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be gone from me. And he will get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son. You see, I've been doing this for years. And she prayed for me that I'd remember when I got older. She prayed for me every day. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be gone from me. He would get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son. It's funny how it took so long to hear. Then it came to pass one day, lo and behold, I turned to look and saw a mountain of my own. Then those words came back to me from all so long ago, the seed she had planted deep within my soul. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be gone from me. And you'll get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son. You see, I've been doing this for years. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be gone from me. And you'll get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son. You see, I've been doing this for years. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be gone from me. And you'll get up and move right out of here, and nothing would be impossible for you, my son.